What's up, Tony Talks fam? It's your favorite podcast host coming at you with another fire episode. Now, this episode that I am recording right now is not a planned episode. I just have this pressing feeling that will not go away. And as I was sitting, I'm literally sitting here on my bed before I grabbed my things to record this episode, I was reading in the Word in the Bible and looking over some notes from my journal from months ago that I had written down. And I just have like this deep feeling that I need to get this message out there. And so that's what I'm going to do. If you know me by now, if you've been listening to my episodes, you know that I am always going to be obedient to the Lord. And so I pray that you guys stick around, and I pray that the Holy Spirit speaks through me and that someone is touched by this message.
I feel like Oprah.
My mic sound nice.
Oh, Tony Talks is on the radio.
Check one. My mic sound nice.
My girl Tony, stay coming with the looks. You hear me?
Check two. My mic sound nice.
Tony Talks is that girl.
Turning out without a doubt. Make no mistake. Queens is in the house. Yeah, check it out. Check it out.
Yo, you gotta be quiet. Tony Talks is on.
I recorded a bonus podcast episode. I can't remember what month it was, but it was a few months ago. I really want to say it was around April, I think, possibly. But if you go back and listen to it, if you haven't already, the name of the episode is This Sounds Crazy. In the episode, I expressed the first encounter that I had with God, like the first miraculous encounter that I had with God. And on that episode, I discussed how God had been dealing with me and speaking to me about what he wanted me to do with my podcast platform. And ever since that episode, I've been talking about God because that's what he wants me to do. He speaks to me and he gives me messages to share. And ever since that message, God has truly been doing a work in me. I can't explain fully just the changes that he has allowed to take place in my life. I feel new. I feel different. I feel like a newborn, like I've been experiencing life in a completely different way, and I absolutely love it. Sometimes this life can get a little lonely, but I'm so cool with that because I know that God has set me apart for a reason, and I know that I don't want to be like the world, and so I don't want to jeopardize the relationship that I have with the Lord now just to have temporary fun or temporary satisfaction in the world. I just don't desire that. When I got saved again, when I rededicated my life, I told God that I wanted to be sold out for him. I don't just want a taste of God, or I don't just want to say I'm saved just so I can go to heaven. I want God to use me fully. And that's what I had told him. And ever since then, that's what he's been doing. But I've also been afraid of admitting that too, because I don't want people to think that I'm holier or anything like that. But no, God gives us all gifts. God has a gift for every single person. And I'm not ashamed of the gift that he has given me. So with the message that I want to share today, it pertains to the gift that God revealed to me, that he gave to me. And I hope that it encourages someone else in the Lord to walk fully on this journey, to walk fully in your gifts, to operate fully in your gifts, and to not be ashamed of the gifts that God gives you, because he gives us all gifts for a reason. And that is to fulfill the mission of heaven, of bringing heaven to earth. That is all of our purpose. That is our purpose here on this earth. So I want to share a story about an encounter, another encounter that I had with the Lord back in June. One morning, I was up at 4 o'clock in the morning checking on my son, you know, just something I randomly do. And I was checking on him. No, I'm lying. I wasn't checking on my son. At this time, I was, what was I doing? Oh, I was up. My son, he has a bladder issue. So I have to wake him up in the middle of the night so that he can use the bathroom. After I woke him up, I went back to lay in the bed and I thought, you know, I was going to go back to sleep. But when I laid down, I felt like God was trying to talk to me then, but I wanted to go back to sleep. I kept hearing noises in the house that kept me awake. Every time I was about to drift off to sleep, I heard a noise. The first noise was something popping. The second noise was the fan clicking. And the third noise, you know how we'd be like, the walls are settling or the house is settling. I heard that noise, like the walls were like popping or whatever. And so I was like, okay, let me get up, because clearly God has something he wants to say. So I got up and I went to my living room and I didn't know exactly what to say. So I sat on my couch and I just began to thank God and pray to God. I began to sing songs of worship to him. And I started listening to my worship playlist on my phone. That was, like I said, around 4 a.m. and I wasn't hearing anything from God. He wasn't speaking to me or anything. But I knew that I wanted to stay in that place because I knew he had something to tell me. But it wasn't until about 5:30 when I was sitting on the couch. I was still spending time with him. I grabbed my Bible with the intention of asking God to guide me to a scripture. But it was like God already knew. It was like he already knew my heart. So I flipped my Bible open. It was like a motion that it was like a involuntary motion. My hand just like did this swipe in my Bible and it landed on the book of Jeremiah, like the very beginning of Jeremiah. And so at first I was like, nah, this is probably just, you know, my own doing. So I whispered for God to guide me to the scripture, to a scripture. And as I was about to flip back through the pages, something told me no. Something told me to read what the book of Jeremiah was saying. So I did that. I read Jeremiah chapter 1, and I'm going to read what it says. Jeremiah chapter 1 says, we're going to go down to verse 4. The Lord gave me this message. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Before you were born, I set you apart and appointed you as my prophet to the nations. When I read that, I was like, bruh, what? And so I kept on reading. And in the time when I was reading those first few chapters, I was thinking like, well, God, like, what do I say? And I remember in the past experience that I had with him when I shared, I remember feeling like, God, I'm not going to know what to say. You're going to have to give me the words to say. So I continue reading in Jeremiah, and it says in verse 7, chapter 1, the Lord replied, don't say I'm too young, for you must go wherever I send you and say whatever I tell you. And don't be afraid of the people, for I will be with you and will protect you. I, the Lord, have spoken. And in the book of Jeremiah, it says in verse 9 that the Lord reached out and touched Jeremiah's mouth. And he said, look, I have put my words in your mouth. Today, I appoint you to stand up against nations and kingdoms. Some you must uproot and tear down. Destroy and overthrow. Others you must build up and plant. I mean, I was so shocked. I immediately fell to my knees in worship to the Lord and began crying because I couldn't believe that God had spoken so clearly to me the gift that he had given me and the assignment that he had placed on my life. I've been searching for purpose for so long, for so many years. I always felt like I had a deeper purpose in my life for years, for so many years, because I at one point felt like God wasn't revealing my purpose fast enough for me. I stepped outside of him and began looking for purpose, my purpose outside of him. That's when I started dabbling in things like I mentioned in this previous episode. I started dabbling in crystals and witchcraft things, tarot cards, tarot readings, all of that stuff. But when I came back to Christ, it was like he was waiting on me to finally tell me, to finally share with me the purpose that he had for my life. And I can't be disobedient because he has gifted me with something. And it's nothing so great that I've done, but I want to do this right, you know? And I want to share the things that he gives me. Something that I've struggled with at first, but I'm letting it go, was after I denounced from the sorority that I was a member of, I noticed that my engagement and my follower count went down significantly. I was like, man, nobody wants to hear from me anymore because I'm not doing what's popular and the message that I'm sharing doesn't want to be heard. I would constantly share things like on Facebook. I share a lot about what God says to me. There's sometimes where I'll pick up the Bible and I can read one verse and God will give me a revelation and I'll have to grab my pen and my journal so quickly. Or if I can't get to that fast enough, I'll pick up my phone and go to my notepad and I'll begin to write or type what he's speaking to me. And it's so good. Sometimes all the time. It's so good. And I just have this strong desire to share it with everyone I know. And so when I share it on Facebook, I don't get the reactions that I feel like God deserves. And it's not the reactions that I feel like I deserve, because I don't deserve anything from anyone. But God, the acknowledgement of God's word in him speaking through someone deserves so much acknowledgement. It deserves so much applause. But that's not what happens. A lot of times I'll post something and the only reaction I'll get is from my man, Terrence. And I'm like, dang, I've talked to him before. And I'm like, nobody wants to hear what God is saying. Over the past few months, I've been reading various chapters in the Bible. And it's like God is teaching me how to be what he has called me to be, a prophet. I remember reading in the book of Ezekiel some verses that really stuck out to me, because I would constantly ask God, like, why, God, why is no one receiving the things that you're telling me to say? Why do you keep having me say things to people when they're not listening? And in the book of Ezekiel, in chapter 3, verse 7, it says there that they won't listen because they are hard-hearted. In Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 30, it says, people will hear but will not act on the words prophesied by you from the Lord. And I'm like, wow. So I'm like, God, well, what's the point? And today as I was speaking to a young man at my church, God spoke to me in that very moment and told me that they won't see right now. People won't understand right now, but when the time comes, they will. And over the past few weeks, I've had this heavy feeling, this very heavy feeling come over me. So last week, I wasn't understanding what the feeling was. So when the feeling first started 2 weeks ago, I was like, I just can't explain this feeling. It's that same feeling that I got when I felt like God was speaking to me about what I needed to do on my podcast platform. I decided last week to do a 7-day fast because I needed to hear from God. I needed to understand what this feeling was, this heaviness So I went on a 7-day fast that ended Saturday, this past Saturday. I did this fast so that I could hear from God. I wanted to consecrate myself to hear what God needed me to hear. I wanted to get myself into a space to hear from him. And so that's what I did. It wasn't until today, Sunday, where God is beginning to speak to me. I didn't hear from him during the fast. But today, there's this heaviness again. I wrote in my journal, because I came in my room just to spend some time by myself and watch TV, just relax. But there was this feeling like I needed to get in the Word. I opened up my journal, and the first thing that I wrote was, "My heart mourns for the world." I've been in mourning for a while now for the world, because just like he said in the book of Ezekiel, people will hear but will not act. People won't listen because they are hard-hearted. God is clearly showing that to be like that. He's showing that to be true. People are not concerned with the ways of God, with the word of God. And my heart mourns for the world. I know what God has called me to be. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep fasting, because God is calling forth his people, the prophets. He's sending warnings through the prophets, and the world is ignoring the warnings. And so I pray that those that God has called to be prophets, that we stand strong in God's word, and that we do the will of the Father, and that we continue to be bold and courageous in his word, no matter what way the world is going, no matter what the world is saying, no matter what is popular in the world, because we know that God's word is not popular at all, that people don't want to hear it. But I'm going to keep posting about God. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep fasting, because the world is in bad shape and people need to know who God is. I pray that more souls are saved. I pray that more people are filled with the Holy Spirit, and that God continues to open the eyes of people. I mean, truly open people's eyes to see. When I post sometimes, I'm like, man, people are going to think I'm crazy or I'm doing too much. But I love that that doesn't stop me from posting, because that's God gives me these words. I wish I could go on here and share what I want to say, because it would not be... It would not be pretty as the words that God gives me. It wouldn't be as holy. Because, you know, sometimes I just be like frustrated with worldly thinking. But then I remember how easily deceived I was. And that's how I'm able to extend grace. That's why my heart mourns, because I know how easy it is to be deceived by the ways and the things of this world, by the people of this world, the evil forces of this world. I keep praying and I keep asking God to use me as his vessel. Whatever it is that he wants me to say or do, or wherever he wants me to go, I say that to him all the time, because I'll do it. I'll say it. I'll go there, because I want more than anything. And that's how I knew I was growing in Christ, because my desires changed from worldly things to wanting my friends to be saved, to wanting people that I follow on social media to be saved. That's how I knew that God was working through me, because I want people to experience the goodness of the Lord. I want more people to want to be sold out for Christ, to experience the fullness of the Lord. There are some people who are experiencing some of the Lord, but being fully sold out for Christ, you're going to experience the fullness. And with me, I don't, God knows I didn't mind giving up the things that he said, because I desire to hear from him. I love hearing from God. I love that he speaks to me. It makes me feel purposeful. Because he's given me purpose, something I've searched for a long time. And so I pray that someone hears this, someone who is searching for their purpose, or someone who is scared to walk in their calling and their gifts that God has given you, I pray that you hear this and that you not be ashamed and that you speak boldly and courageously in the Lord. And remember in Jeremiah that he says he will put the words in your mouth. Sometimes when I talk about God on my platform, I worry that I'm going to fumble or stumble, but I also remember that he led me right to Jeremiah, where he said, I will give you the words. And so that nervousness goes away. And I just ask and pray every time for the Holy Spirit to speak through me, and that me, Antonia, my flesh be put in the background, and that only the word of the Lord will come forth, because that is what the people need. And that is what God has called me to do. So I just wanted to share that story with you all. I just had that pressing feeling. And like I said, I'm going to be obedient no matter what. I pray that you all have an amazing week. I pray that you are blessed. I pray that doors open for you. I pray that more souls are saved. I pray that someone comes to the knowledge of Christ at the most random moment. I pray that truly and sincerely. I do. Well, I'm about to get up out of here. I'm about to enjoy the rest of my Sunday. Probably dive some more into the word, because I know God ain't done. But I love you guys. And like I said, have an amazing week. Okay? Peace.